Fine Report, news and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News White House correspondent. Good morning. The strangeness of the past few days. An attempt at assessing it after this.
Texaco and its independent retailers present this Ethel Merman.
What is a must at Texaco? What is a must we know?
We want to be able to always rely.
Sorry to butt in again about the energy shortage, but this time I want to point out some of the other advantages of driving economically besides saving gasoline. By driving slowly and having tune-ups and forming carpools, you've been doing more than just saving gasoline. You've been saving money, too, and wear and tear on your tires and your car. And you've probably been going slow enough to see the scenery and enjoy driving again.
So for products you can trust, come on, everybody, let's hear it.
You can trust your car to the man who wears the star, the big, bright, technical star.
The president has been talking several times during the past few days with John Connally. One man who knows Nixon and Connally insists that Connally has had an indication from at least someone close around the president, if not Mr. Nixon himself, that if Vice President Agnew is indicted and forced out of office, the president, under the 25th Amendment, would seek to have Connally approved by Congress as Mr. Agnew's successor. Connally has told CBS News that he never has discussed possible vice presidential succession with Mr. Nixon. That is all Connally will say. He says it emphatically. The White House officially says President Nixon hasn't even considered a contingency plan for an Agnew successor. No one at the White House denies the president has been talking with Connally recently. Everyone denies he has been talking to Connally or to anyone else about even a remote possibility of having to name a new vice president. There is a school of thought that Mr. Nixon may be trying to get Connally to come back into the cabinet as Secretary of Treasury again, or as Secretary of State. And there is even a theory that Mr. Nixon perhaps wants Connally to become ambassador to the Soviet Union. No confirmation anywhere of any of that. Unlike the story concerning Connally as a possible successor to Agnew, no one who knows Connally or the president or both well is claiming that the Texan and Mr. Nixon have been talking about Treasury or State or Moscow. Dr. Henry Kissinger certainly hopes they haven't been talking about State. Kissinger would like to be the new Secretary of State, succeeding William Rogers. But Kissinger says the president has not talked to him about it. CBS News reported last month, you may recall, that Mr. Nixon had indicated privately to at least one other person that he hoped to name Kissinger Secretary of State soon. You may have heard, it has been reported as speculation here and elsewhere, that Mr. Nixon has privately offered Rogers the job as ambassador to Moscow. No indication of what Rogers' answer was. Just this week, Rogers spoke out, warning against what he sees as the dangers of using national security as a shield for illegal acts against American citizens. Another part of that, at least seeming strangeness, was Mr. Nixon's public grabbing and shoving of new Secretary Ronald Ziegler, now officially described as a senior advisor, Monday in New Orleans. Another part of it is what appeared to have been a tense and perspiring performance by the president before the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in New Orleans. Now, what with the reported possible case of a conspiracy to assassinate the president in New Orleans, there was a lot of strangeness about that day. Mr. Nixon's doctors are quoted as saying that he is in excellent health and in good spirits. His body, mind, and mood are said to give no indications of anything for any decent, fair American to be worried about. The president, his aides say, in response to specific questions, he is not taking any medication. The aides emphasize that they talk about the president's health and general mood only because reporters insist upon asking about it. Mr. Nixon is out here in a change of scenery, mixing work and relaxation, hopeful and, according to his closest aides, confident about his standing among his fellow countrymen and about what he is doing. Whatever stranger there may have seemed to be over the past few days is, it is claimed, more apparent than real. Now, please, this message.
Did I ever have one of those days with too much to do and too little time? Yeah, last Wednesday. My cook doesn't show up. 30 customers do, together. 6 BLTs, hold the mail. Guy spills his malt into the toaster. Hamburgers, heartburn, bacon goes up in smoke, now a headache. And I need it. 2 Alka-Seltzers.
Use only as directed. When you have heartburn and headache, Alka-Seltzer will relieve your headache and neutralize all the acid your stomach has churned out.
Start with a hot dog, put it on a bun, at baseball games in the summer sun. Pour in a soda pop, add some ice cream. You've got a laundry problem, that'll make you
get lots of fabs.
Take your fab to the washing machine, add dirty clothes and they come out clean. A lemon fresh and borax, that's fab thing. Your wash is fresh and sweet again, makes you want to
sing the fab jingle.
Oh fab, we're glad, there's lemon fresh and borax.
This is Rather reporting on First Line Report from CBS News.